You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Stickler syndrome is a genetic condition affecting connective tissue and causing different symptoms. There are at least 11 distinct subgroups of the condition, but they typically can present in main four areas: eyes, hearing, musculoskeletal, and orofacial. Frequently unrecognized and undiagnosed, charity Stickler Syndrome UK is hoping to raise awareness of this genetic condition, but also awareness of a free checklist tool to help catch the condition early. We're joined today by student Amelia Abes, who was diagnosed early and able to retain her sight thanks to early intervention. Thank you so much for joining us today, Amelia.
Hi, nice to speak to you too.
Can you tell us, when were you diagnosed with Stickler syndrome? It was quite early on, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed when I was two. It was just after my younger sister had been born, but my dad and my grandmother had Stickler syndrome and had been living with it for many years.
And were they aware as well before, or was it more when, I guess, you were diagnosed?
No, so they had no idea that they had it until I was diagnosed. Unfortunately, my grandmother had already gone blind from Stickler syndrome, but all four of us were diagnosed at the same time because I erroneously failed a hearing test. I was really short-sighted and I was born with a cleft palate. So that made the doctors think that maybe there was something else going on and that these weren't just random symptoms. So they investigated me for it, and at the same time they investigated my younger sister, my dad and my grandmother, and found out that all four of us had it.
So obviously you mentioned it was a bit too late for your grandma. By that point she has lost her sight, but you yourself and I believe your sister and your dad, you were all able to have basically intervention to help preserve your sight.
Yeah, that's correct. So unfortunately Stickler syndrome is the leading cause of retinal detachment in children, and that happened to my grandmother when she was a teenager in one eye and then in her early 40s in the other eye. It's really difficult to predict unless you know that you've got a high risk of detachment. It's a really sudden thing, as I'm sure a lot of people listening will know. But because I was diagnosed early, I was able to have preventative retinal cryotherapy, which is essentially where they freeze the retina onto the back of the eye, and I had that surgery at the same time as my dad and my sister, which meant that me and my sister haven't had any retinal detachment since the surgery. So for nearly 20 years, we haven't had any. And my dad's only had a few minor ones, but because he's been regularly monitored, they've been able to repair those before he's even known about them a few times.
And how does it affect your day-to-day life these days? Because obviously you had all that intervention. It's surely helped a lot with where your sight is these days.
Yeah, so I'm really lucky that Stickler syndrome for me doesn't impact my day-to-day life a huge amount now. I'm still very short-sighted, so I have to wear glasses or contact lenses all the time. And it's the same for my younger sister. But because I'm monitored by the service at Adam Brooks, that's essentially the only part that Stickler syndrome plays in my day-to-day life, is the sort of hospital appointments to check my eyes and ears. And then later on, there's a chance that me or anyone in my family would develop arthritis and the other effects of Stickler syndrome, potentially hearing loss and things. But the highly specialised Stickler syndrome service at Adam Brooks monitors people for that. So a lot of people with Stickler syndrome, if they've been diagnosed early enough, they'll receive treatment for those symptoms earlier than they would have done otherwise. Can mean that they're able to access surgeries for things like knee replacement and hip replacements a lot younger than the NHS would usually allow for.
And it really does sound like it makes all the difference getting that early diagnosis, getting the referral, as you said. And I know the current campaign from Stickler Syndrome UK, Join the Dots, is all about improving awareness and really changing people's lives. And you've been very supportive of the campaign as well.
Yeah, so the Join the Dots campaign is a really great campaign that Stickler Syndrome UK are running at the moment. And it's called that because the symptoms of Stickler Syndrome can seem really unrelated to a lot of people. It seems really bizarre that somebody would be blind and also have arthritis in their knees, and that those two things are caused by the exact same condition. It can also cause hearing loss, difficulties with speech, eating or drinking, as well as cleft palate and mobility problems. And all of those symptoms don't necessarily seem aligned until a doctor, as we say, joins the dots and realize that those symptoms are all part of the same condition and are an indicator of Stickler syndrome. All of the symptoms can be treated individually, but the reason it's really important to get the diagnosis, or one of the reasons, is because of the high risk of retinal detachment. So if a doctor is able to spot that someone's got knee problems and hearing problems, but they haven't yet displayed any problems with their sight, if they're diagnosed with Stickler syndrome, that can mean that they can then access the preventative retinal cryotherapy before they're even aware that they've got any problems with their eyes. That's why the Join the Dots campaign is really important and why early diagnosis is so beneficial.
And something that can help with this is there's this fabulous screening tool that's available on Stickler Syndrome UK's website. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, so the screening tool is aimed at patients, but also GPs and other healthcare professionals like optometrists or audiologists. And it's essentially a tick box exercise. So people who think they might have the condition or that they are looking at a patient who might have Stickler syndrome can go through the tick list. There's a few questions about their history and a little bit about family history. And at the bottom, it will give you your result and tell you whether you're likely to have it or not. And if it looks like you potentially might have Stickler syndrome, you'll be directed to be able to make a referral to the highly specialised service at Addenbrookes, which is completely free for you to be referred to.
And Amelia, if we wanted to find out more information, obviously find a screening tool and maybe a little bit more about the condition and what the charity does, where can we go?
If you'd like to have a look at the Stickler Syndrome UK website, it's www.stickler.org.uk, and there's lots of information on there about the condition, about what to do in an emergency, and then, of course, the screening tool and the Join the Dots campaign information is all on there as well.
And finally, Amelia, is there anything else you would like to say when it comes to Stickler syndrome and why it's really important to, if you're feeling like some of this sounds familiar, to really utilize this tool and maybe learn a little bit more about it?
I think we would say it sounds quite scary that you might have a condition that you thought maybe only affected one or two parts of your body, but has the potential to affect other parts. And it's completely normal to feel a bit nervous about taking the step to get diagnosed. But it's really important for you and for anyone else in your family who might also have it that you discover that you do have it earlier on, rather than later on when you might have had attachments or other symptoms that are developed. Because it means that you can access early diagnosis and early treatment and things like that. And the highly specialised service at Addenbrookes are absolutely amazing and they're really supportive throughout the process of diagnosis and then later on with treatments and surgeries and things.
Well, Amelia Aves, thank you so much for speaking with us today on RNIB Connect Radio and raising awareness of Stickler syndrome.
Thank you for speaking to me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.